Welcome to the Madame Media Group H1 2016 Results Conference Call. My name is Christine, and I will be the operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to LaPaz Kopner. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Kristen. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Matomi Media Group's results call for the 6 months ended June 30, 2016. We published our results early this morning, and those can be found on our investor relations website at investor.matomi.com. On our call today are Ofer Druker, Chief Executive Officer, and Sagi Niri, Chief Operation Officer. As the operator noted, the first part of today's call will be on listen-only mode. CEO Ofer Druker will give some prepared remarks about the results, and then we will open the call up to questions. Please note that certain statements made during this call may pretend to forward-looking information. Although Matomi believes that expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, we can give no assurance that this expectation will be fulfilled. Because these statements contain risk and uncertainty, actual results may differ materially from those expected or implied by these forward-looking statements. We undertake no obligation to update any forward-looking statements or as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. Additionally, this call will include non-GAAP financial measurements. Definition of and reconciliation of such measurement can be found in our results release. With that, I will pass the call over to Chief Executive Officer Ofer Druker for some opening comments.
Thank you, LaPaz, and good day, everyone. Before I discuss the detailed financial results, I want to offer an update on the trends we are seeing in the industry and highlight some of our achievements from the year to date. I am also run through some of the expectations for the second half of the 2016 and beyond, before Sagi, Karen, and I take your questions. We entered 2016 with good momentum after experiencing strong growth in the later half of 2015. The industry-wide trends that we identify, such as decline in display advertising expenditure and an increasing requirement for programmatic capabilities, are now well underway. We are pleased to report that our past investment in diversifying our business model and building a strong technology platform in anticipation of these trends have ensured stable total revenue year over year, despite the decline in display advertising. In particular, growth in mobile advertising continue to dominate the digital advertising industry, with users spending increasing amount of time in-app comparing to on the mobile web. Next year, mobile video programmatic spending will exceed its desktop counterpart for the first time and is expected to grow from 8% in 2015 to 28% in 2019 of global programmatic ad spending share. These developments continue to affirm the strategic direction Matomi has taken over the past few years through its acquisition and focused product development. Our MoFox and Optimatic acquisition have driven strong revenues in the core growth channels of mobile and video, offsetting the anticipated decline in display revenues. This has also served to build Matomi's reputation as cutting-edge and innovative provider of advertising solution in a technology-first industry across an increasing range of media channels. Revenues from mobile and video are expected to provide long-term opportunities for revenue growth, as well as increasing diversity in our customer base. Matomi is now well-positioned with ownership of highly capable technology platform enabling programmatic mobile and video advertising. However, we recognize that this industry evolves quickly, and we have therefore increased our product development investment in mobile, video, and video diverse delivered across mobile devices. We believe these efforts will further secure Matomi position among the leading tier of digital advertising provider by the second half of 2017. Of note this year, we have expanded our footprint in Asia Pacific with the opening of offices in Seoul, South Korea, which is the world's fourth largest mobile gaming market. This was followed by new offices in Beijing, China, where the mobile gaming market is estimated to reach $7.4 billion within 2 years. This market presents a major opportunity for Matomi and we are encouraged by the initial interest and results our sales teams are generating in this in the region. Having a local presence is expected to accelerate our growth and enable us to build credibility and sustainable relationship in the region. We are already seeing early success in these markets, and we are confident that this strategic initiative will be a solid long-term growth driver. During the first half of the year, we also made significant progress within the integration of Optimatic, our leading US-based programmatic video advertising provider. With Optimatic, Matomi not only offers enhanced capabilities for the fastest-growing format for advertising video, but also realize significant synergies through robust industry partnership. Optimatic excellent performance was the main driver behind the strong growth we reported in the United States, which is one of our core growth markets. We will now provide some additional details around the financial results for the six months ended June 30, 2016. Total revenues were relatively flat at $124.4 million, compared with $125 million in the first 6 months of 2015. This was driven by strong year-over-year growth in mobile, in-app, video, email, and domain monetization, and was offset by a sharp but anticipated decrease in display advertising and mobile web display revenue. The growth in the mobile and video activities is particularly encouraging, as both represent key areas of strategic focus for Matomi across all geographic regions of group operation. Revenue for mobile in-app activity increased by $7.2 million, or 144%, to $13.3 million for the six-month period ended 30 June 2016, from $5.1 million in the same period last year. Mobile revenue accounted for approximately 38% of the company revenue in the first 6 months of 2016 on a pro forma basis, compared to 28% in the comparable period in 2015, reflecting our increased focus on mobile. This was largely driven by MoFox revenue and Matomi Mobile SSP. Revenue generated from aggregated video activity increased 95% to $49.2 million, compared with 25.2 in the first half of 2015, driven by Optimatic strong performance in the U.S. Revenue generated from aggregated programmatic advertising activity across all media channels increased 41% and accounted for approximately 78% of Matomi revenues in 2016, compared to 55% in the first half of 2015. Revenue generated from domain monetization increased 42% to $30.6 million, up from $21.6 million in H1 2015 on a pro forma basis. Adjusted EBITDA decreased by 41% to $5.8 million, driving an adjusted EBITDA margin of 5%. Adjusted net income decreased to a loss of $0.4 million, attributed to our increased investment in building out our technology platform and building our new offices in China and Korea. Finally, I wish to discuss our outlook for the remainder of financial 2016. In July, Matomi announced an enhanced strategic plan to closely integrate its mobile and video capabilities and create a unique offering in the marketplace around mobile video. Our core assets and growth prospects are where mobile, video, and programmatic activities intersect. The transition to programmatic-based advertising generates certain advantages for the company, such as the ability to support fast scaling, operational efficiencies, and enhanced ability to leverage data, resulting in improved targeting and ad matching capabilities. Subsequent to the end of second quarter, and as a result of this investment, we launched EMTY, the first mobile advertising agency to leverage cross-channel optimization. As a fully managed service, EMTY utilized the full range of Matomi advertising capabilities in order to achieve specific measurable objectives for mobile clients. EMTY combines the reach and scale of Matomi mobile media with powerful targeting and cross-channel optimization enabled by leveraging data to maximize return on advertising budget. We anticipate MTMY being an attractive choice for advertising in the now mobile-first world and believe that continuous investment in building out unique technologies such as MTMY set us apart from our other players in the industry. We also launched MyDSP, which is our innovative self-serve demand-side platform. MyDSP utilizes an advanced rule engine to help media buyers and other demand source maximize campaign results. This offers the most compatible audience for advertising campaign. This is the company's latest investment in building advanced technology to support smarter programmatic advertising and performance-based optimization. MyDSP was launched in mid-September, and we are witnessing very, very encouraging early feedback from the market. This recent investment in our businesses, among others, has collectively strengthened our technology platform and customer reach, positioning us to leverage the rapidly evolving demand for mobile, video, and programmatic advertising. I would like also to remind you that we are typically experiencing seasonal trends in our business, which leads to higher revenues in the second half of the year, as we witnessed last year. We expect revenues for financial year 2016 to be in the range of $265 million to $300 million, and adjusted EBITDA to be at the range of $17 to $21 million. This unchanged from guidance issued in July this year. The guidance reflects our recent investment in our technology platform, specifically in the strategic capabilities of mobile, video, and programmatic trading, and is expanding our geographic footprint into the Asia-Pacific market, including launching its Chinese and Korea-based activities. These strategies, initiatives, among others, are expected to drive growth and build value for our shareholders. With that, Sagi and I will be happy to take questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star then one on your touch tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touch tone phone. Our first question comes from Simon Davis from Canaccord. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can I ask a few questions, please? Kicking off, very strong growth on the video platform. Can you give us a figure for what that was if you strip out the Optimatic contribution? So what was the like-for-like growth in video?
The like-for-like. Okay, we will write it. You have it? Okay. So we will provide you this number. We will look into that and we'll give it to you in a copy. We'll look for that and we will give it the answer soon.
Okay. Secondly, big step up in the growth rates from the Team Internet business. What was the driving force behind that? And what is your current view in terms of timing of buying in the minority?
So, The agreement that we have with Team Internet is saying that each side has a call or put option for the next 3 years with the ability to postpone only one time the milestone of buying this milestone, to delay one of the milestones. So we are, they say window is open for both, for them now to buy, to give us a put option in order for us to buy the additional 10%. And I think that it's not based on performance. Of course, they will try to reach the best moment in order to fulfill their put option, but it's not that we are now have the ability to time the moment that we want to buy them from them this 10%. It's during the next 4 years, there is three settlements that we can provide, you know, to buy them. We can give them they can give us a put or we can give them a call option. And what is the margin, Kobe, of the Team Internet? The gross profit of Team Internet is gross margin is 30% today. And the driver for that, of this 30%, is a mix of the revenue channels, which they have domain monetization, domain parking, and basically
their Tonic system, which is basically their automated self-service platform that is buying results on that domain parking platform.
And can you just talk us through the timing for other earnouts within the business? So there's obviously earnout in Optimatic, and I believe in MobFox as well.
Yeah. The earnout in Optimatic. In the next, we have one payment that we're supposed to do in November, in the beginning of November, of a guaranteed $5 million. And then from that point, in the years to come, it's upon performance of the company. And if we are looking at if we are looking at MobFox, Sagi, you can put some light on MobFox. What is the, you know, the structure of the?
Yes, MobFox, we have like an earnout again for 3 years. We paid already the first installment. It wasn't a big one, and it's not expected to be a large amount, but we paid the first one and we have another two. And in Optimatic, it's, as Ofer said, we now have a guaranteed first installment and we'll have another two expected to be, for the assumption that we have right now, around $9 million in the 24 months to come.
9 million in 24 months, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just on capitalized investment in R&D, there was a big step up in the charge to $2.5 million, obviously, given increasing investment in the platform. Can you tell me what was the related amortization charge? What was the amortization charge against capitalized R&D? And where do you think that charge goes over the next couple of years?
So we capitalized around $2.5 million in H1 2016.
Yep.
It's not supposed to be like double amount in the full year of 2016. It's supposed to be around $4.5 million. Versus 2.2 in 2015. And as long as we expect to invest the large amount in R&D as we announced last July, I think that around $4 million is the right or the amount that we should capitalize in the years to come.
And what is the related amortization charge?
Just a second,
you mean what is the number of the total amortization that we have regarding...
Related to this capitalization.
No, just related to the capitalized R&D.
Ah, okay. So it's around 3 years flat line.
Sorry, flat line against what?
Around 3 years.
Right, okay. So the current run rate is what? I mean, what would the charge be for this year?
Just a second, I'll be busy.
It will be this year around $1.2 million of amortization regarding this aggregated capitalization.
Okay, thank you very much. And lastly, just on my DSP, what are your thoughts in terms of the revenue potential for that product and how quickly do you think it can scale up?
It's first of all, we are not breaking it in our report, you know, to sub units of the mobile, but when we are looking on that right now, It's about 1.5 million dollars that is being generated on the MyDSP product.
Wow. Okay. That's an annualized run rate.
Yeah. And the potential is very big because basically we just started. We just soft launched it and launched it like a week ago in DMEXCO in Germany. So we really believe in this product. And something which is very important to mention here is that this DSP that we created and built and developed is not coming in order to compete with our partners, but it's only to offer media buyers and big advertisers the ability and you know, small to large, small to medium-sized agencies, the ability to use our tools in order to buy media on our platforms and other platforms. So it's more for self-use of advertisers that believe that they want to buy by themselves, media buyers, and small to medium-sized agencies that are buying traffic.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. We have no further questions at this time.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.